It's Tuesday, and this is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network. Joining me today is Ramsey personality, Chris Hogan. Riley's in Los Angeles. Hey, Riley, welcome to the Ramsey Show.
Dave, Chris, thank you so much for taking my call. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you. How can we help?
So my girlfriend and I, we found a house that we really like. We went through the pre-approval process this morning. But I'm having a really hard time. It's a huge amount of money, and I'm trying to determine whether we can afford it or not.
Well, when's the wedding date?
That's coming really soon. Not a date set yet, but in the near future.
The closing would need to occur after that.
Okay.
You're setting yourself up for a very, very dangerous scenario otherwise, from a legal perspective and from a relational perspective, both. It feels harmless, and like you're just getting things out of order, because in 30 years of doing coaching, Chris and I have seen heartbreaking situations and horrifying situations where you basically, from a legal perspective, what you're doing is you're entering into a general partnership with no partnership documents. And so an example would be, God forbid, something happened and she died in a car wreck. Now you own a house with her mother because you're not the heir. Okay. You're not the heir. And or she becomes permanently disabled. And you now own a house with someone you're not married to. And you might go ahead and get married in that case. You might not. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of variables in those situations. But the or something happens to the relationship. Now you've got this bad breakup, but you do not have a legal forum, which a divorce gives you, to deal with the property involved.
Yeah,
because you don't have any partnership documents.
Yeah,
so please don't buy a house for your girlfriend.
Yeah, Riley, don't do that. And I'll tell you this, Dave. Another thing, I just did a media hit today talking about the home buying market, and he made mention he's not comfortable with that dollar amount. Well, first and foremost, don't do that.
Yeah.
And so I was walking through. You know, people are letting the low interest rate and the low inventory of homes cause them to rush in to buy. A lady, I read a
overpaying.
Story. Overpaying. Deleted having to have the home inspection done, bought a home that was riddled with black mold.
Oh.
And so there's just steps you need to take. So I want a teachable moment for everybody out there. When you're ready to buy a home, you are completely out of debt. You've got an emergency fund. You've got a down payment minimum of 10%. I'd love you to have 20%. Yeah, you got to be
married. You're either buying it as a single person or you're
married.
But not with your girlfriend.
That's right. 20% down payment will allow you to avoid PMI, private mortgage insurance, which adds hundreds of dollars to your payment. Doesn't protect you. It protects the lender. And you also need to have money available to take care of the closing costs, which can be 3% to 5% of the loan balance. So you got to have a clear plan, not to mention boundaries on what type of home you're looking for and how much you're going to spend.
And when you get in a hurry,
oh man,
and you get house fever,
yep,
you're getting ready to overpay and buy a house with black mold because you didn't get the dadgum
inspection,
and that's what
a few hundred dollars.
All right, circling back to Riley for just a second. So Riley, what you've done is up until now is a good, healthy, normal process. You're dating someone that you're about to get engaged to, it sounds like, according to your own words. Mm-hmm. And you guys are out riding around the weekend looking at houses and you're dreaming about your future. And I grew up in the real estate business. I still ride around looking at houses, even if I don't need one. I love real estate. I like going out looking at property. I like seeing what's developing somewhere, where they're putting up this or that. And, and Sharon and I have done that for 40 years of marriage. You know, we just go out, and if there's an open house, we'll just walk through it and look at them. Oh, look at what they're doing with those kitchens these days, you know, that kind of stuff. Mm. And, you know, it's a good thing to dream about your future and to kind of look at that and visualize yourself owning a house together, living together in a marriage situation moving forward. All of those things are healthy and normal. It just escalated to where one thing, the wrong thing got in front. The old saying, the cart before the horse.
Yep.
And don't buy a house till you're married mm-hmm. with someone. Mm-hmm. And so any more than you buy a house with your college roommate.
Yeah.
Oh. If that didn't give you a shiver down your spine.
Nope.
So, yeah, that's my suggestion to you, sir. And I do want you to have a house, and I want you to have a wonderful future with this young lady. And I just don't want part of the thing that we learned about people building wealth is they play offense, but you also play defense.
Yes.
And doing things in the right order is a defensive move.
Mm-hmm.
And so buying a home with someone you're married to is versus someone you live with is a defensive move.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's defending you against the possibility of a stupid situation coming up and leaving you looking and feeling stupid.
Yep, that's true. Because, Dave, sometimes people can become crazy.
I never known amnesia. That to happen. Never known that to happen.
Yeah.
I have. Crazy. Oh. Not Riley's girlfriend. No,
nope.
Not her. Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.